From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Greene County COVID-19 cases jumped from 47 on October 9th to 95 on October 13th after no reporting this weekend, according to a social media post by the Greene County Public Health Department. And 11.9% of the tests announced on October 13th were positive, a number that is very high for anywhere in New York. The Greene County Public Health Department claimed this outbreak is not their fault. They wrote on social media, and I quote, "Over 85% of our positive cases are located within Greene Correctional Facility, which is governed independently from Greene County Public Health. Greene Correctional Facility made the decision to do a large-scale testing since the initial outbreak. In doing this, they found multiple positive cases inside the prison. Those in contact with the positive cases have been contact traced and required to quarantine if necessary, depending on interaction," end quote. This large jump in cases comes after recent announcements about cases in the Catskill and Greenville schools and the Greene County office building in Catskill. Despite their recent case at their elementary school, Catskill schools announced they will be in-person instruction October 15th. Ronald Cook, Catskill's superintendent of schools, said they would not be changing anything since the one COVID-19 case was announced last week. Cook wrote on the Catskill School's website, and I quote, "I encourage you to check your child's temperature at home before they come to school. Your cooperation with this screening and with our reopening plan is greatly appreciated and will help lead to a safer school environment," end quote. Columbia County, meanwhile, announced five new cases October 13th, and also on October 13th, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Ohio, Michigan, and Virginia have been added to New York's list of states where travelers are required to quarantine for 2 weeks when they come here. And the Times Union reported that dozens of Averill Park students, teachers, and staff must quarantine after a student at La Rensselaer County High School tested positive for COVID-19. And someone from Colony Central High School in Albany has tested positive for COVID-19, the school district confirmed on October 13th. The Troy Record is reporting Republican State Assembly member Jake Ashby has introduced a bill that would provide small businesses with a tax credit for making appropriate upgrades to decrease the spread of COVID-19. Ashby said the upgrades include personal protective equipment, like sanitation products and shields. The measure has widespread bipartisan support, according to Ashby. Democrat Assemblymember John T. McDonald III said, and I quote, "I am proud to support this common sense legislation that would provide additional financial assistance for small businesses. We need to continue to support our small businesses as they move forward on the path to recovery after this devastating pandemic, as the recovery will be a long road," end quote. Mark Egan, president and CEO of Capital Region Chamber, lauded the proposal and called on the state legislature to take up and pass the bill. Ashby said his tax credit would ensure businesses the safest reopening possible without suffering losses from the high cost of protective gear. He said, and I quote, "With the safe reopening of many small businesses, local communities can begin to grow and prosper once again," end quote. You can read the full story in the Troy Record. Zach Montalero and Josh Gerstein are reporting for Politico.com. The U.S. Supreme Court has granted the Trump administration's request to halt counting for the census early, blocking a lower court that required the government to continue the process as originally planned through the end of October. The SCOTUS October 13th order granted the Justice Department's request for an emergency stay without offering an explanation for the decision, which required the support of at least five justices. Justice Sonia Sotomayor issued a written dissent. She was the only justice on the eight-member panel to note her dissent, calling the harms from ending the count early, and I quote, "avoidable and intolerable," end quote. After initially claiming it required an extension due to the coronavirus outbreak, the Trump administration switched gears this summer and said it would end enumeration by September 30th, a month early. Experts, both inside and outside the agency, have expressed concern over a shortened time frame for the constitutionally mandated count, arguing that a politically motivated shortened timeline due to the pandemic threatened the census on two ends, both the actual counting and the data processing that follows. The count determines how approximately $1.5 trillion in federal spending is directed and how House seats are apportioned among the 50 states. Early in the day, October 12th, the Census Bureau announced it had counted 99.9% of American households, 66.8% through self-response and 33.1% through non-response follow-up. And you can read the full story at Politico New York. Nick Reisman is reporting for the State of Politics. New York is the only state in the U.S. to record a significant decline in the number of uninsured children over a three-year period prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. The news, based on the U.S. Census, has encouraged researchers like Kate Breslin of the Schuller Center in Albany. Much of this came with help from the Affordable Care Act, she said. Breslin said, and I quote, the ACA provides funding for states to expand their Medicaid programs. So a loss of that would likely mean a loss for children and their families, end quote. Breslin also attributed the decline to state-level support for enrolling immigrant children. The report found nationally nearly 1 in 10 Latino children are uninsured. In New York, that rate was 2.3%. Breslin said, and I quote, it starts with the messaging from the top of our state leaders who really continue to talk about and create a climate that immigrants are welcome here and you're New Yorkers no matter where you are born. And you're New Yorkers no matter where you are born, end quote. She added, and I quote, and it's about how programs are implemented, end quote. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.